In this section of the CD, I'd like to share some wonderful presentation tips that'll help you present like a pro. Did you know that the 10 top fears among Americans are these? 10 is a fear of dogs, 9, loneliness, 8, flying, 7, death, 6, sickness, 5, deep water, 4, financial problems, 3, insects and bugs, 2, heights, and the number one fear among Americans is speaking before a group. Zig Ziglar said, "Everyone has butterflies in their stomach. The only difference between a pro and an amateur is that the pro has the butterflies in formation." So how do we move from nervous to natural? You know, you need to understand that people, they want to hear what you have to say, or they wouldn't have asked you to give the presentation. Someone thinks you're the best person to deliver the message, so don't worry about that uneasy feeling in your stomach. Most people feel a little anxious every time they're asked to speak in front of others. Remember this, most of the audience wants you to do well. They're on your side. Have you ever gone to a presentation hoping to see the presenters fall on their faces? Of course not. Your audience wants you to be successful, which is why they're investing their time to hear what you have to say. Don't apologize to your audience for being nervous. In most instances, the audience won't even suspect you're anxious unless you tell them. So keep that nervous secret to yourself. Tip number 4, always ask, "Why am I making this presentation?" Normally, you'd categorize your presentation objectives into 3 areas: influence and gain buy-in, inspire and motivate, or inform or educate. Now transfer these categories, influence and gain buy-in, inspire and motivate, inform or educate, onto a sheet of paper or a flip chart. As you develop the presentation, your self-check step will be to answer the question, "Does this help accomplish my presentation objectives?" Because you need to know those. Number 5, create a mental picture of your audience. Who are you presenting to? The more you know about your audience, the more comfortable you'll be when the time comes for you to take the stage. Number 6, talk to people who will be attending your presentation. What are their expectations? Who's presented to this group in the past? What has made other people's presentations to this group successful? More importantly, what caused failure? Meeting the audience helps reduce pre-talk jitters and makes you more comfortable with the audience. Number 7, be yourself. Your presentation's not about being perfect. It's about connecting with others and delivering a sincere message. This task is so much easier when you're the real you. Audiences want to hear from people who are genuine. Don't model other successful presenters, model their successful characteristics. Once those characteristics are identified, add them to your own style so that you'll develop your own mold as opposed to copying somebody else's. And number 8, this is so important, visualize success. How are you going to feel when you walk away from that podium? Focus on the successful result of your preparation and delivery. Focus on meeting your objectives. I love the thought of visualization. It's so powerful. You will become who you believe and visualize you are. Number 9, completing your homework and being well prepared will provide you with a peaceful confidence just as soon as you get the first few words out of your mouth. Thorough preparation equals greater confidence. 10, the best way to travel from a state of nervousness to a more natural one is to completely understand the situation. In other words, make the unknown known. The reason most people get nervous when they're presenting is the simple fact that people fear the unknown. Some of the common unknowns of a presenter might include, how's the audience going to react? How's the room set up? Is the equipment going to work? How do you move the unknown to the known? No more. If you rehearse the right way, you'll know a lot more about your presentation function and content. If you test your equipment and room setup before your presentation, you'll know a lot more. If you research your audience's reaction and feelings about your subject, you'll know more still. Simply put, the more you prepare, the more unknowns become known. Proper preparation and rehearsal can reduce nervousness by about 75%. Proper breathing techniques can reduce nervousness by another 15%. Your mental state accounts for the remaining 10%. Another little tip, right before you go on, breathe in deeply and then exhale slowly out through your mouth. Do that about 3 times. If you want to practice it now, it's a great idea and you'll see how powerfully effective it is. Let's talk about getting your act together. Before organizing your message, you have to organize yourself. If you want to increase your stress, internal pressure, and anxiety, try winging it. You can organize yourself by having a good outline, effective handouts if you'd like to do that, and being comfortable with the environment you present in. The foundation for any presentation begins with clearly defined, written objectives. These objectives should be achievable in the real world, not the ideal world. So sit down very first thing and write out, what am I going to say? Why do I want to do this? How am I going to do it?